Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have the zip code associated with your account, please?
35503.
Thank you very much. And your first and last name, please?
Stephanie Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L.
Thank you, Ms. Maxwell. How are you today?
Well, I'm not doing good. I called last week to get a refund because I did not realize what it was doing. I thought it was I was paying a $5 charge for shipping, and it was $58 and some change. And the lady said it would be up to 3 days, so I've been patiently waiting all week, but it's still not here, and here is Friday. I need to know why that refund's not been done, and how do I get it done?
Okay, ma'am, one moment, please. Can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
4353 Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, Highway, Jasper, Alabama, 35503.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ma'am, you were enrolled in that mobile food app called Bitesub in response to that sweepstakes to win a Dyson's 11. Ma'am, your account was, that charge of $59.89 was voided back to your account on the 22nd.
Okay, but it's not there.
Yes, ma'am. It's back in your account. When we void a charge, it's not like a refund. So all they do
okay,
is the charge drops off.
Put back.
She voided it out, ma'am. It should be back on your card. Call your bank. I'm sure it's on your card, ma'am. I see where it was voided out on the 22nd. When they void it, you won't see it as a refund. The charges just drop off. You should have gotten a void confirmation email to Maxwell's 338@gmail.com confirming that the void was processed to your MasterCard.
Okay.
When it voids, it doesn't look like a refund.
It won't be an add-on. It'll just be that dropped off.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's see. Where did that go? Okay. I'm going to go through the bank and see what they can tell me. Thank you, and you have a nice day.
You do.